Warning, the following podcast contains views and thoughts that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE podcast. And boy, oh boy, do we have a mess to talk about this week. From being blindsided to all of a sudden ruling the roost and making the first big, gigantic splash of this season, Cam has now all of a sudden found himself on top, at least for now. We got a lot to get to tonight. Just a quick reminder, if you guys haven't done so yet, subscribe to the Missy AE podcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/MissyAE or by subscribing to any of our podcast networks such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and so on and so forth. Also, if you are a Big Brother fan, feel free to join the Big Brother Whispers group where we discuss Big Brother 24/7 pretty much. And there's already quite a bit of discussion going on so far about what has happened since the nomination ceremony. So right now, I mean, we got Melissa and Reggie with us to start off the night. Melissa, I mean, let's just dive right into it. It seems like an atomic bomb of maybe the first of many atomic bombs has just dropped on this game.
To say the least. You know, I kind of knew that he was probably going to pull something when he was kind of insinuating to Jag, dude, I want to work with you, da-da-da. And in order to gain some trust, if anything we say in this room today gets leaked to anybody, if it comes back to me, you're going on the block come Monday, right?
Right.
And I was like, So maybe he is not putting him up initially. I wonder if we're going to be surprised and he puts somebody else up. It wouldn't be a surprise if he put Jag and Blue up. It wouldn't be a surprise if he put Blue and America up. So what would be a stinger? So he knows he's still a target. He knows he's still the biggest target in the house. So if he's going to go out, he's going to go out with a bang, right? And
right.
why not just blow up the other side? Not to mention that everybody that was coming in prior to the nomination were throwing Felicia under the bus.
Yes.
Left
and
right. Almost everybody that went in there besides, say, Bowie were pointing at Felicia.
And it was part of Cerie's game plan heading into this week, too.
Yep. So, he goes ahead and he puts Izzy and Felicia up, and then, what was it? Who was it he said? I said, wake up. Oh, here it is. He was talking to Izzy after the thing. He says, before you go off the rails, you're not the target. Izzy points out that she's not going off the rails, but she gets he gets that she can't trust him, right? And he does.
Right.
He says, This will throw everyone off their playing together. Cam tells Izzy the whole house wants Felicia this week. Izzy wonders why he would do what the house wants. And Cam says that he thinks they're both on They're both on the out, and we'll get different info this week. He notes that Felicia sat there and lied to his face in their meeting. And Izzy tells Cam between his speech and how he went about this, she's not sure how that will reflect her not being the target. And Cam continues to tell her Felicia is lying and he loves Cerie. Also, Izzy loves Cerie. And he's trying to tell her that Felicia threw Izzy and Cerie under the bus, which she did. She was one of the first people up in that HOH room after the nominations and said it was all Cerie and Izzy, right?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't one of the first. She was the first. Immediately latched onto Cam's
mm-hmm.
ass as quickly as possible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Felicia tells Cam that it was Cerie and Izzy who flipped the vote on red. Yep. Yep.
Now, the one thing that I am kind of questioning here is a post that you showed me earlier when everything was going down, and it was a step-by-step plan that he brought up to Jared, saying step one was that
mm-hmm.
was to have the entire house believe I'll put up Lou and Jag. Step two would be to put up
mm-hmm.
Felicia and Izzy. Step three would be to have each of them believe they're a plan, or a pawn, I think is what the thing meant. Believe they're a pawn, which technically both of them, well, except Izzy. Izzy is kind of skeptical, but Felicia believes that she's a pawn. And then he then says, step four, I'll let you know when we get there. That, to me, originally I thought it was Cerie. That would be a backdoor. That, to me, screams
mm-hmm.
he's backdooring Jared if he doesn't win
well,
Vito.
Well, it could be.
Or if Vito is used.
It could be. It could be that. Also, he did tell Jack that if any of this conversation gets leaked out, if it comes back to me, you will be on the block come Monday. So, Jag needs to keep his big trap shut, not say a frickin' word about anything. Just lay low, keep your mouth shut, and write it out. It's only a few days. So, if he does happen to open his mouth, anything gets back to Cam, he may go up. But you're right, he's probably thinking of backdooring Jared. But he could also be, he didn't tell anybody. He was telling Izzy that she was good. He was telling Felicia she was good. So
right.
There is a good possibility, that he could put Cerie up there.
Which, I mean, honestly, you know, for anybody watching the game, that would be the most logical option. I mean, yeah, she isn't going to win a competition, but
mm-hmm.
she has so many alliances in that house right now that it's not even funny, the amount of alliances that she has a hand in.
Hello?
So, yes, I'm sorry. By the way, we do have not only Reggie, but we also have Laura on the line with
us. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Reggie. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Steve.
All right, Melissa said she just messaged me. She had to step aside for a minute. I'll get to you in a second about this, Laura. Let me bring the question to Reggie. What are your thoughts of Cam basically keeping everything a secret all the way up until, because he literally said, I can't trust anybody in this house. That's
true.
He didn't even tell Bowie, who was also on the outs of that boat. So, I mean, let's start with you, Reggie. What are your thoughts on Cam seemingly firing the first mega shot of the entire game?
I've been busy all day. I'm just now, when you were texting me, or, you know, when I said I was going to have trouble getting home, I literally said I don't feel good and left a meeting. That's how bad this is. I think Cam has realized that, no, he can't trust anybody. And I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, what was your question? I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out. I lost power. So,
well, what did you think of how Cam went about this whole thing of basically convincing everybody that it was going to be Jag and Blue, and then all of a sudden pulling the wool over everybody's eyes and putting up Izzy and Felicia?
Well, what did he let anybody know he was going to do that?
Nope.
Did he even
not a single soul? Not a single soul.
Well, he must have gotten information from somebody about Izzy and Felicia.
He did.
I heard part.
He was getting it from everybody. He was getting it from everybody. Everybody kept saying Felicia's name.
And that's just going to play into Ceri, because Ceri wants Felicia out anyway, is what I read, I think, on
mm-hmm.
one of your posts. So because
yes.
I scan them as much as I can, but like I said, I've been busy all day today. But I think I can't wait to see the program now, tomorrow or Sunday.
Yeah.
Because the faces, the looks on their face, and I thought Izzy thought she was close to Cam. Didn't she think they were buddies?
No, she hates Cam.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I got that then. I'm shocked, but do I believe that either one of them are going home? No. I think that somebody's going to win veto, and then they're going to backdoor. Who do they want to backdoor?
Well,
anybody?
That's the big question.
I think that it's going to be either Ceri or Jared.
I'll bet it's more like Jared, because Jared put Cam up. And
yep.
Jared got his best buddy, Red, out of the house.
Right.
Thinking in his mind, and this is just me thinking now that I'm getting all this information, that he's wanting one of them to win veto, take them down, and he's going to pop Jared up there, and people will be he's going to tell him to vote out Jared. But who's going to listen to that? Ceri's got more power.
They're not going to vote out Jared. They will. Okay. Izzy next to Felicia, Felicia will go. No problem there. But
okay.
he puts Jared next to Izzy, and Izzy will go. He puts Ceri next to Izzy, Izzy will go.
Right. And no matter what, yeah, yeah. So I think that's the way it's going to play out. I wish we could watch Vito right now. When is Vito played? Tomorrow?
Yeah, the Vito is tomorrow.
Oh, dang it. My friends are going back to Iowa, and I got to – what time is the Vito? This is sad. Is this not sad? I wanna keep checking my phone, because Steve, tell me who wins veto. Because I gotta go to a going away party in the afternoon, and
yeah.
I wanna watch that goofy Iowa game. So,
well, you know, it really depends. Sometimes I do it late morning, sometimes I do it early afternoon, sometimes I do it later in the afternoon. It's hard to tell.
Dang, because I got to leave here about noon, and I probably won't get back home until 6. So somebody could always private message me or even text me. Y'all got my phone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you can, yeah, if you could text me, because, God, I just, oh, my God. I cannot wait for Sunday night. I cannot wait to see Izzy and Felicia's face and Cherie's.
Mm.
Cherie is going to blow a gasket. Didn't
okay.
fit into her plan.
Okay. She's not really worried. Okay. Cherie's not really worried, because I think she would be a very big advocate of the veto not being used.
I think for camera purposes, though, Felicia, or I don't mean that she's going to be bothered by it. I mean, for camera purposes, like to show the John Q public us, she will look shocked and mad or something, you know, when we see it on the program. That's what I meant.
Which brings me to, apparently, when they were doing the nominations, the way that they had it set up, and I'm not, you know, you just have to picture this. Somehow, Cameron was able to throw a pie in their faces if they were not going to be nominated. Now, whether
what?
He had to just press a button, whether he just had to press a button and the pie hit the person in the face, or if he actually picked up a pie and threw it in their face.
That's kind of rude.
So,
that's kind of taken
so
a little
went,
bit too far.
He went through and he hit everybody except for Felicia and Izzy, and they were the nominees.
I don't like that. I think that's a little bit rude, and, you know, Big Brother is trying to do everything for the shock and awe, but that's just downright mean. That's being a bully. I don't like that.
Well, it's part of them being in the Humiliverse this week.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
they
why.
Can take it a different direction. They could, you know, they can be dumped with slime. They could do this. They could do that. But have somebody who they all know don't like them shove a pie in their face. He really loved that. I'll bet a $92 to a donut. He loved doing that.
He probably did.
I don't like it, but it doesn't matter if I do or not, you know. Anyway.
Well, let's get Laura's thoughts. Laura, what are your thoughts on how everything that has, quite frankly, transpired over the last couple of hours?
I just heard Izzy say to Cherie that she wasn't, if she won veto, she wouldn't use it on herself because they would put Cherie up. Yeah, she just said that.
Yeah, she's going to pull a Marcellus.
Yeah, she's going to pull a Marcellus. So, you know, I don't know. Frankly, I think there's a screw loose in Cam's head, first of all, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. There's nothing about the guy that I like. He's, you know, he made a big move, you know, and, I mean, he didn't put Jag up. He didn't put Blue up. You know, Jag's got till Monday to shut his face, you know, and, but I don't think that I think based on the conversations that he's had with America and the way he feels about America, he wants her out of the game so she's not close to Corey. And because I think Cameron's got some kind of twisted thing in his head. You know, he did it with Riley. He did it. He's, you know, did bullshit with America. I think America's going to go up if one of them come down. And if one of them don't come down, I think Felicia will go home. If it's Felicia against, if America does go up, like let's say Cam takes down Izzy, right? I really do think he hates Felicia because Matt told him that that Red whispered to him not to trust Felicia before he left. Do you remember?
And he did.
And yep. And Matt told Cam that this before nominations. So
really?
So that's one of the.
So
things.
Did everybody else. Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I think he wants Felicia gone. I really do think Felicia is his target. If Izzy and Felicia are there, if Felicia comes off the block, America will go up and America will get voted out. And that's what my feeling is. I don't think Jared's going to go up, and I don't think. I think like Jared told Izzy also that he would, if he won veto, that he would take Izzy down. I don't believe he will because he's scared that his mom could go up. So I don't think Izzy will come down. I think he'll leave nominations the same. And if that happens, if he leaves noms the same, then... and even if Ceree won veto, she wouldn't take Izzy down because she'd be scared Jared would go up, right?
Yeah.
So I just think... I think that Felicia is actually the target. And I think because America isn't responding to Cam's subtle or not-so-subtle advances, I think that she's the target. And I think that she'll get put up.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Me.
But they did talk. America did talk. After the nom, and I have to go back and listen to the conversation. I can't remember it. But it seemed like they left on pretty good terms.
You think he wants a showman?
I don't think he wants
a showman with her so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So bad. He wanted one with Riley. And when Riley wasn't going to give it to him, he made sure she got evicted.
Yeah, so that's kind of what my reasoning is with America. I think I think that if he can't have her, nobody's gonna.
Mm-hmm.
That's
kind of scary.
That's what I think. So I think there's I just think he's got a screw loose somewhere, and his approach to women is misogynistic. I mean, I can understand why he's divorced. I mean, seriously, if he treated his wife in any shape, way, or form like he treats other women on the show, I think it's a problem, you know? It's a red light.
Yep. I agree with you. Absolutely.
The guys that want to control their women by who they talk to, what they wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been there and did that for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, So he's definitely messed up, and I still think he's going to remain the target. I think this is his last hurrah. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bang, and I think that's
pretty
what he's got in his head.
Yeah. I don't think, let's face it. He's got a really good chance of winning this game. Even if they
can't get rid of him yet.
Yeah. By the time, he's won the most comps. This is where they should be regretting getting rid of Hassam Haisam.
Haisam, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly, Heisen's having a field day right now, actually, on Instagram, ever since the nominees came out. Well, he's posting a whole bunch of different memes that have been made by his fans, basically all about how they should have kept him over Cameron, And also, you know, social media is also blasting Ciri as well for keeping Jag over Red, because a lot of people believe that this is a prime response by Cam for them evicting Red.
Yeah.
That this as Cam just said that in his talk with Bowie just now, he wants the other side to spiral and start shooting at each other so that they can feel like how he's felt the past few weeks. And also, it is worth noting as well that the both of them are discussing the fact that Felicia knew that Red was going before she claimed that she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that may lead credence to what you're saying, Laura, that Felicia is his primary target this week.
Yeah. No, I just think that Felicia is his primary target because based on the fact of what the conversation he had with Matt, where Matt literally threw Felicia under the bus. And, you know, yeah. And Matt even went on to say that Ciri did not want to vote Red out.
Which is true, at least from the beginning.
Yeah.
She didn't want to vote him out. But
yeah. So,
I don't know. Maybe Melissa, you could clarify this, but I thought, wasn't Ciri the one leading the charge at the end, or was it Mimi?
No, it was Ciri.
Mimi.
But here's the thing. But Matt didn't, you know, what Matt is telling Cam is that it was Felicia and that Red whispered to him not to, you know, I mean, even if Felicia wasn't leading, you know, even if Felicia, like he just threw Felicia under the bus because he doesn't want Ciri to go.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think, I don't know, I think Cam has a really good chance of winning this game. I really do. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan, but if he gets there, he deserves to be there.
Hey, we've seen it happen before. Look at Ty from this past Big Brother Canada. What happened after his number one ally, Zach, ended up self-evicting.
Yeah.
He then went on a competition run.
Yeah.
So don't be. I wouldn't be surprised at all if
no.
he potentially goes on a run
after
being on the block. What, two times, three times?
Twice. I think it was twice. What do you think, Melissa? Is it twice? Or
that what?
That Cam was on the block.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cam was actually on the block more than that. He was up against Riley,
times.
I believe,
three
wasn't he?
Times,
and
he
up against Tyson, then up against Red.
So three
okay.
times, yeah.
Three times on the block, but he's also won three competitions, right? So,
right.
you know, I mean, he's, you know, when he, like, I'm just actually... I think with Cam, he's got that military background, and, you know, it's like mind over matter. You know, you can see the wheels turning, and you can, like, I don't know, you know, even, like, that tiny veto, like, did you watch his face when he was doing that? Just so determined. And,
Stone Cold.
You know, he was not shaking a bit. He was, you know, a lot of the military training teaches you that type of behavior as well. Like, you know, when you're faced with certain things, you know, like they have all kinds of training. And, you know, like, I mean, even him putting up Felicia and Izzy is like, he's almost like, I don't know. It's almost, I don't know, like, how you would, it's a military thing, you know, how you get people to tell the truth. Let's see how the rats scramble.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he was also telling somebody today that he had a national security clearance, so.
What's that? Say that again. I missed that, Melissa.
He was telling somebody today that he had a national security clearance.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep.
Well, how long was he in the military?
I'm not sure. I know he's out now, and I believe his wife is still in, or his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while to get a security clearance. It depends on how high up his clearance was.
Well, if it's national security, that's pretty high, I would say.
With my husband, it took about a year. My daughter is going through it right now. So we'll see. It's not as long as you would think.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, I just maybe it's just his mentality from being in the military. Like, you know, I have cousins that were in the military here, and, like, they're just different. They're cut from a different cloth, and they're very suspicious, and they're very they ask a lot of questions, you know, and let me tell you, their kids never got away with a damn thing. You know, they're just cut from a different cloth because that's the way they were trained, right? So I don't know. I see a lot of that, you know, but even the fact that when Cam said to America that, you know, when you're talking to me, don't look at him, right? That, you know, that's just, there's something
that's
wrong
weird.
With that.
That's narcissistic. That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. But I agree with you guys. You know, like, I mean, you guys have expressed your opinions about, you know, who is the target. It could be just about anybody, but I still believe it is Felicia. Or, you know, if one of them takes themselves down, it'll be America. I don't think his target was Izzy, and I don't think Izzy's going to go against America or Felicia. And, I mean, who did you say that she would go, she'd go if Jared was up against her, right? Hello?
Yeah, if Izzy or Ceree were up against Izzy, Izzy would go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it was America because, let's face it, he chose to leave America next to last as to whether or not she would get a pie.
Yeah.
So, normally... When players do something like that, it's sort of like going back to the old key wheel thing, where normally if you're put last on the wheel, you know, usually that means you're in some sort of trouble. Where you're not nominated, but at the same time, you're in some sort of trouble to where you shouldn't get comfortable.
Well,
and
that
I kind of see same thing with America a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe he was just toying with her too, you know? Like, because he's got that kind of an evil little mind, I think. You know?
Oh, he's evil.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you know, like I said before, if he wins this game, he deserves it. But, you know, definitely some calculate. I think that, you know, and one of somebody, Jag asked him who his target was, right? And
right.
This is within the last hour, I think. And he said, I don't know. He's not telling anybody.
No, he's not about to. Just like he didn't tell anybody that or that Izzy and Felicia would be going up.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't even tell the DR.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh,
yep, he said he didn't even tell
him.
The DR.
Wow.
Yeah, production's got to be pissed at him then.
For sure, I agree.
Don't be surprised if he gets a shit type of edit this week. Because the DR does
don't
not
don't be
like
surprised
secrets.
If there's going to be a twist that blows the whole thing up.
That's right, Melissa. I was just going to say that. With all those mini challenges like that they're supposed to be doing this week, I'm going to say that there'll be a mini challenge and somebody's going to get some kind of power and blow everything up. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you know,
I think
there is a potential for Julie did tease that there would be a twist of some sort to shake up this season's jury that would be revealed on Thursday. So I know I've been seeing some speculation around social media, and we all know that Ceri is a Survivor star. What if the twist that is supposed to affect the jury is that instead of a final two this season, it's a final three?
Mm-hmm.
And that jury officially starts this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're talking about playing this different universes, you know, the Humiliverse, the Comicverse, and the scary verse or whatever it's called and everything. What if that final twist is, guess what? We're entering the Survivor verse.
Mm-hmm.
And now for the first time in Big Brother history, considering this is Big Brother 25, this is a monumental season. Instead of a final two, we're going to have a final three. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if they had a feeling that Ceri may potentially be on the block coming up, this would be their way of ensuring that Ceri, that they get the most out of Ceri.
Yeah, they really want to keep her around, right? Because there's, you know, I mean, I'm a fangirl, you know, of Ceri. So there's others out there like me, I'm sure. Is there a lot of people? There doesn't seem to be a lot of people cheering for Ceri on Twitter.
Well, it's mainly because of the fact that she's kind of cheating because of the fact that she's been given an advantage having her son in the game.
Yeah, it's a friendship bracelet, I guess.
Yeah, with that also. It's because she has been playing pretty darn messy.
Yeah. Well,
she just has her fingers in so many pots, and she's got so many alliances and so many things to try, and she's flipping.
Yeah.
So,
what I was going to ask you guys, did when you watched Corey vote Red out, did it seem like he started to say Jag? Mm. I want you to rewatch that if you guys have it recorded, because it seemed to me like he started to say JAG. Now, then I thought about that when, you know, they were doing the votes yesterday, but then somebody on our, I think, didn't they post on our site the Winner's Circle little blurb? And they said...
Did they?
Yeah. Maybe it was another site. Anyway, I was positive, you know, that he started to say JAG. I vote to evict JAG. And then all of a sudden red came out of his mouth. But I want you to watch it and, you know, just re-watch it and see what you think. Because when I saw him do it, I thought, wait a minute, was he going to say JAG? Or did they do a voiceover or what? You know, it's almost like he did a voiceover.
Hang on, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to, computer, I'm going to watch. Hang on.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know. Like, it just seemed really weird to me. That's, I was going to ask you guys if you noticed it at all. But, you know.
Is planning on making her target even bigger.
Why?
She's going to flat out say to Cam or ask Cam why he is doing this to them, considering that they did this exact same thing to Heisem, since it was such a big problem back then.
I don't understand.
So she's gonna dare to question Cam, which, you know, for all intents and purposes, this may piss off Cam enough to decide, fuck it. Forget getting Ceree out. Forget getting Izzy out. I want you gone now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I learned an important lesson. Like, my uncle, like...
Please go to the diary room.
What's that? Oh.
Cameron and Red's relationship came to an end this week, but...
Okay, I'm going to wait until they get to... I just went up to where they started the vote.
Okay. Anyway, you know, I just
yes, that definitely is. I literally just watched it. That definitely is a voiceover.
I thought so. He said JAG, didn't he?
Yes.
Steve.
There is no shot in hell that he said red.
No.
That is definitely
Well,
a
you know what? You know what? They leave themselves a couple of minutes ahead. So if there's any chance that Corey went in and said, I vote to evict Red, they could have edited. I don't know.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
maybe.
Have been able to edit that fast, right?
No, they would have. They would have.
Fawn, will her plan back? Fire?
Yeah, it is clear as day what he is... Unless, yeah, this one, there's no way that this would have been edited because Red was never on the block before this week.
Yeah.
So hang on, Melissa. Let me send you the link.
Honey, I've got it. I'm watching it right now. I'm watching them vote. I'm just waiting till they get to Corey because I don't want to have to sit here and go forward and backward and forward and backward, so it's only going to take a minute, unless he's going in there.
Wow.
Okay.
So they did, yeah, they really did do some, especially if there is a time delay. There is, because I've seen this happen with professional wrestling, where they've edited out certain things on a moment-to-moment basis where they've had to edit stuff out. And obviously, you know, they do have to do a time delay because of the FCC and everything. So they gotta be able to like bleep something out if a house gets accidentally swears live on air or something. So it would not shock me at all if they actually did do that.
Yeah, but I thought.
But I mean, just from what I'm looking at, it doesn't look like that this was edited by a fan.
No, I watched it on my TV 3 times. I played it back.
Well, to be fair, I had mine on mute, so I couldn't really, because I was kind of watching two things at once last night, so I had muted the Big Brother episode.
Derek and Cody from the Winner's Circle. There's a little blurb of them going, "Wait, what? Did you see that?" And Derek says, "He definitely said Jag."
Yeah, you can tell by the lip movement.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just make a little note here since I just saw it again and it made me cringe? Sari needs to take those stupid glitter things off her eyes. Okay, here's Corey. Hang on.
Hello, Corey. Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict red.
Thank you.
It is.
John Daniel.
Definitely. He said Jag.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think he probably realized that when he said Jag, that it would make him look like that it would make him stand out, basically, because there would be 3 votes to keep red, and he wants to continue playing the middle like he has been
hinky
the entire
vote.
Time. Yeah.
He was throwing a hinky vote.
Yeah.
But he was throwing the hinky. Hang on. But his mouth was saying Jag, but his voice was saying red.
That's right. Okay, so we've established that I'm not going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because when I watched it last night, I actually went on my, because I recorded the show as well, and I went back and, you know, 3 times, and to me, his lips said Jag, his voice said red. So, I don't know.
You know what? I'm glad you actually pointed that out, because obviously I had it on mute last night, so I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
But
very strange.
Yeah, if anything, that just reinforces that he's still trying to play the middle.
Yeah. So, you know, very strange. You know, really. Yeah. But, like I said, you know, Red could very well win this game. I won't be overly enthusiastic if he does because of my feelings for him, for the type of person that I conceive him to be. I guess I could be wrong, but, you know, based on what I've seen on the feeds, how he talked to Riley, how he talked to America, I just think, and how he threw Red under the bus. He's pissed off because Red left, and yet he was volunteering to be a pawn so Red could go home, you know?
No, you know how it is. It's revisionist history, where it looks like that, but then he's going to try and make it seem like, oh, I wasn't throwing him under the bus. I wasn't wanting him to go home.
Bullshit. Yeah. No. You know, so, I don't know. And based on the fact that, you know, Cam did try to apologize to Red and, you know, Red wasn't having any of it. But I think Red kind of got a little emotional when, you know, Cam left his message, right? So, I mean, I think Cam really was hurt by that. And who started that? Was it Felicia? You know? I think it was.
I don't know. I think it was Jared, because basically what happened was that Cam went up to him and he's trying to keep his butt off
yeah.
the block, and he'd like to keep his butt off Red's off the block too, but he can't protect both of them. So he was throwing all these names at Jared, but Jared was
it
like,
was Jared.
You know, he,
okay,
he,
you're right.
And he goes, well, but Cameron did say, well, if he's got to go, he's got to go. But in his diary room, he said, I'm going to do everything in my power. You know, you just tell them what they want to hear and then do everything in your power to make it not happen.
Yeah.
So his intent was, it wasn't his intent to throw Red under the bus or volunteer to be a pawn. But then Jared just kept it up and adding to it and everything and further splitting the two because they wanted them separate.
Right.
And then when Red comes back and, you know, he's starting to wonder because Cam is just like, dude, I don't even know what I did, and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. So Red is thinking, So he goes up to Jared and he starts saying, what really happened? Can you just
yeah.
tell me? And
yeah.
asked if he would mediate a meeting between him and Cam.
Right.
And, of course, Jared knows that it's full of lies. And also that he didn't want those two getting back together. So he runs down and he tells three.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no. We can't have that. We've got to get Red out of here. Yep. And that's what changed the vote to Red.
Yeah. But I think actually Red or Cam actually had a pretty good chance of winning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the problem was Izzy, Ceri, and Felicia underestimated Red, for one. You know, I don't think they gave him credit where credit was due. I think he was a much better player than they gave him credit for, number one. So, you know, I almost felt bad when he left yesterday because I don't think he was a bad guy. I think he was an emotional guy. Maybe he wasn't suited for the game, but I think he would have won more competitions. He would have probably done okay. I don't know who's going to win this game, but I just feel like Cam has a really good chance at winning right now if he continues playing the way he's playing, you know? He wouldn't be my favorite pick. I don't know who, I'm not fond of Corey, so I don't know. I don't really want a Corey win.
No. You mean a Steve?
You know,
not a Steve Kent.
Not
Steve
a what?
Clear.
Huh?
Steve, season 17.
Yeah.
I don't remember
yeah,
his last name. Moses. Steve Moses.
Oh, Steve Moses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. who else? Like, you know, Siri could wrap this up too, you know. So Siri, Jared, let's say Siri, Jared, and Izzy are in the final three. Who's going to win?
You know what? I don't think they're all going to make it to the final three. I really don't, because Jared talks a big talk, but he ain't shit in the comps.
Yeah, but who? Hypothetically, let's say the three of them were.
If the three of them were in the end, Siri would win hands down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's
yeah,
good.
Siri definitely has the most connections out of all three.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it'll be
the only.
What's that?
The only connection that Jared has had has been with Blue and a bed.
And yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah. Condoms too. That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his head pretty much in Blue. He doesn't really have his head in the game, and he was thinking he was so stud. Being the HOH, and he was popping off and everything like that, but it's just like, oh, please. It's like he told America, if I find out you are throwing this, if I find out you are throwing this, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, dude, she beat you.
Yeah.
Also,
not once,
can we bring up, bring up at the same time the fact that Big Brother completely edited out his certain controversy.
Yeah, and
they
then I've heard somebody say, I heard somebody report that Sri actually said it too, but I don't know. They didn't have a clip or anything, just that they heard her say it.
Well, it was probably off the feed, like when Jared said it, because apparently Jared said it in the middle of that heated discussion. When they came back, he was in the middle of a heated discussion with Corey, that scene that we saw. And
yeah.
Apparently the feeds came back after he said it. And Corey was reacting in a certain way, like he did. So
yeah,
it's weird. It kind of seems like to me, and you know, this drew a little bit of criticism earlier this week too. It seems to me like this is kind of a sort of double standard when it comes to Big Brother and their enforcement of the code of conduct, because but keep in mind, these are two completely different instances. Both in nature and as well as the way it was said. Luke got ejected for saying what he said, yet I think maybe production was weighing the pros and cons of what would the reaction potentially be if Jared got it. Like, what would the reaction and the optics look like if we booted Jared for saying what he said, which from a certain scale doesn't seem nearly as bad as what Luke said. I'm thinking Big Brother or the production, they may have looked at it and said, well, we're going to potentially draw a lot of bad press from all of the, and I wasn't going to bring this up, but from all of the pro-black groups. Because, you know, it almost seems like it's a sin for them to, ever since the cookout happened a couple of seasons ago, it almost seems like it's a sin to villainize a black person in any sort of way on the show.
I think they're in their minds, they're thinking he didn't say it on the feed. It's just rumored
True.
That he said it. There's no proof that he said it, and we're not going to show him.
Yeah.
So
well, true, and, it, and it's also it's
that's
all, it's
why
also,
that's
it's
why
also
they're not saying
different.
That's why they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also completely different.
Well,
about
how
it
do
too,
we
that,
know
that
he actually
that
said,
Luke
it then?
Said it? Luke said it right on the feed.
Yeah. So how do we know he actually said it? The you know R word, if we didn't see it on the feeds.
Well, Corey said something to the term to Corey said something to the sound of like don't what the fuck are you doing? Don't call her that, or something like that when referring to Jared supposedly calling calling America the R word, and that's what got Corey so pissed off during their entire argument.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm gonna say this. About Luke, there was no I don't agree with it myself, but here's the thing. My husband, his best friend was black, and he's my son's godfather, and they called each other that term. And nothing was thought about it. No, you know, I don't know what to say. I didn't like that they did that. But, you know, he used to come over here and call my husband, hi, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was a thing. And people that have grown up in a family that, like Luke, had stepbrothers that were black, that kind of talk probably happened. He slipped up. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't agree with it, but also at the same time, you have to look at the kind of background that somebody has too. And you know, he, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying that in between, like, I know that for my son's and my husband's best friend and my son's godfather, there was no, I mean, that term was used fairly regularly. I didn't like the term, but still, it was used regularly between the two of them, and they were, you know, it was casual. It wasn't, they didn't consider it a slur. So it could have just slipped out of Luke's mouth. I mean, it was wrong. It was national television. They had to do something. They had to do something. And a lot of things have changed, even in the last 10 years. You know, with Black Lives Matter and you know everything. So, you know, I don't know if my husband and his friend would be doing that anymore, right? But I'm
right.
just saying, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, Melissa, wasn't it you that and I that were talking about his family, wasn't his stepfather black?
I think it was either his stepfather or stepmother.
Yeah.
One of the two. I don't remember which. But he had black step-siblings.
It was
yeah.
his stepmother.
Okay. Well, there you go. So I'm not saying that he was right in using that terminology, but I don't think his intention was a racial slur. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that was his intention. Because
he also weighed in on it, though.
Did he?
He weighed in. He not on his situation, but he also weighed in on Jared's situation, and he even said, kind of funny. It seemed he said something to the tune of, "Seems like Big Brother has different." Has different standards for their code of conduct policy.
Yeah.
Or something
and
like that.
I do have a copy of their code of conduct policy as far as those types of things go. And it does say, it does include slurs, you know, against disability. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, actually, it says here,
somebody asked him, what is your opinion on you being expelled for saying the N-word, but Jared is still in the house after saying the R-word? And he said, enforcement of the code of conduct seems rather selective, doesn't it?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That's what makes me think that Big Brother was probably looking at it like, we're not going to look good if we, I mean, we already did that community a favor by getting rid of a poison, being Luke. But if we then get rid of a member of that community for saying something that people say almost on an everyday basis,
the R word, people do not use that anymore. I mean, I probably haven't heard anybody use that terminology in years and years and years. And, I mean, we're located in central Alberta, and it's closed down now, but we had not completely closed down, but a large majority of it is... We had a facility here, a huge facility for the mentally disabled, right? And, I knew so many people that were employed there. My husband even worked there for a while. And that word was never used here. And... it hasn't been used in years and years and years. I just can't imagine anybody using that word.
I can tell you one thing. Just from when I was growing up, I can tell you for a fact that it was used quite a lot. Not by myself, but I can tell you for a fact that it was used quite a lot by not just my friends, but also other peers that I went to school with as well.
Wow.
It was almost like a common thing to be said. Not like if you add an ED at the end of it. In particular an ED at the end of it.
Hmm. Yeah, see, it just wasn't you know, like we had that facility here, and nobody ever, like, you know, and people from Edmonton and Calgary, the big centers, used to have their kids here because it was such a good facility, and you know, I'm just shocked that people would still say that in this day and age, you know. But I mean, that's me, because I haven't personally heard that word, oh, I'm sure, in over a decade. Well, maybe more, you know. So, you know, it does surprise me. I mean, I don't know. It really does. So, I mean,
okay.
I don't know. Melissa, what do you think?
When I was right out of high school, I worked at a home, and they called it that. It was actually on a sign. The home
How
for
long
the mentally.
Ago was that?
Well,
How long ago?
I am not going to give. Let me see here. Let me figure this out.
You don't want to give your age, is that it?
About 42 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but that's
yeah.
42 years ago. That's so different. Like,
yeah.
You know, I haven't heard that used in many, many years. And 42 years ago, shit, I can believe that there were signs like that, for sure. You know, but not, you know... We have a facility here called Michener Center, and it's always been called Michener Center, and it didn't have any other name attached to it like the R name or anything
like
that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, but that's what it was, you know, and you know, it's unfortunate that we, you know, that somebody Jared's age, you know, like he's young, would still have that in their vocabulary, even to, you know, like it kind of blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't shock me, to be perfectly honest. It doesn't shock me because, I mean, I've been, you know, I've mentioned it before, you know, I work in the public school system, and it is,
are you okay?
It is a phrase
okay?
I have commonly heard, not necessarily, you know, amongst my students, but I've heard it outside of the area, so to speak.
Right. Okay.
Well, I have heard it from actual, like, from kids of this generation, basically.
Mm. Huh. Yeah.
So, you know, my whole point was basically saying that I think Big Brother, because it's obviously who they're appealing to now. They're trying to appeal to a younger audience, and I think what they did was they looked at not just that, but also they looked at what other fallout could potentially come from that versus what fallout there would have been if Luke had stayed in the house as opposed to being expelled like he did. So it's almost like Big Brother is saying, are we doing a double standard ourselves if we punish Jared for saying something that was less offensive than what another house guest had said and got booted for? Because every decision that they make now is all based on optics. Like I'll even bring it back over to the possible twist that I mentioned earlier. That obviously, and let me preface, you know, this has literally nothing to do with the word that was said. But if Big Brother producers are looking at optics right now, they knew, I'm pretty sure they probably knew from the very beginning that if they're going to put Ceri on this cast, that if she is within range of potentially making it to at least the jury phase, they're going to do something to ensure that they have her on jury, because they will know that fans, like diehard reality TV fans, would want to see Ceri on their screens as much as possible.
Right.
So everything they do, every decision they make is all based on optics.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of people saying, you know, I love Ceri on Survivor just like me. I love Ceri on Survivor, but not so much on Big Brother. I've seen more than one person say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't think that she's as popular on Big Brother as she was on Survivor.
Yeah, but you know they don't pay much attention to Twitter.
No, and I can tell you also that Ceri is very uncomfortable with the cameras being on her because she's been throwing shade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all because I mean it was bad enough that she, you know, that she had cameras, that she had to be on camera for Survivor, but being on camera 24/7, you know, it's a whole entire different thing. Like, Anything that she could have potentially gotten away with on Survivor, she now has to watch every single thing that she says or does being in the Big Brother
and
house.
She doesn't necessarily do that because she can be pretty downright mean at times.
Right.
She has been pretty darn mean at times, so... So there's that. But you know what? If she can get there, kudos to her. I for some reason do not think she's going to get all the way to the end. I think somebody's going to wake up, and it could possibly be that Cam has woken up. So I think if the veto is used, 3 or Jared will go up.
Yeah, the only way that I feel that she may potentially make it to the end is maybe perhaps somebody drags her because they feel that, you know, she's already been on reality TV before. The jury isn't going to give her the money over somebody who's been on reality TV the first time.
Yeah. You know what? If they were smart, they would be saying, there's no way I can win next to 3 because everybody loves her. I will not take her with me. If they take her to the end and she wins, that's their bad.
Well, a lot of people seem to think that if this rumor of a final 3 is true, that they're doing it in order to rig the game for the final 3 to be Ceri, Izzy, and Jared.
Nah. I don't see them all 3 getting there at the same time. I just don't.
I agree.
I don't think all three going to be there. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee
you
that if Jared had the opportunity, he would vote his own mother out, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, he probably would if it was her and Blue up on the block, because there's no way he's going to lose his fuck buddy.
No, he has already said that Blue can go. He's said that. On more than one occasion, that Blue could go. So,
yeah, but when it comes right down to it, he doesn't want her to go.
Exactly.
Well,
she can go, but then when it looks like she's going to go, then he's like getting pissed off.
Yeah, she could have gone against Jag. When she was up against Jag, she could have gone. But Jared threw a big hissy fit after literally saying that she could go. He threw a huge hissy fit, and because of that, they voted instead to get rid of Jag because Jared didn't want to do it. So, you know, I actually do think that he could potentially vote his own mother out if she's up against Blue. Because he would rather be selfish than look out for his own game. He would rather be selfish for himself in that moment rather than look at the long term.
Well, I disagree.
I mean, hell, he's already proposed to this girl. Said he was going to propose on finale night.
Yeah, well.
I doubt that's going to happen,
And hell, she was all over him saying that she would accept. I thought they were going to do it literally right then and there. Live on cameras, pulling Ollie and April for everybody to see.
Do you remember when Boogie proposed to Krista? How did that turn out?
At the finale, yep.
How did that turn out? Not good. Not good at all. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't like that stuff when they propose, you know. Like, I mean, that's what, didn't Swaggy do that too?
Yeah, yeah, but they actually got married.
Yeah, I know. But.
And actually, they're having their second kid, I think, too.
Oh, well, that's nice. Anyway, hey, guys, it's been great talking to you. I got to get the dog out. So thanks for having me. Thanks for being hostesses with the mostesses. And we'll talk soon, okay? Have fun.
Okay, bye. All right, we'll talk to you later.
See you, Reggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, there's just so many variables at play this week. I cannot, going with what Reggie said earlier, I cannot wait until Sunday's episode now. I want to see what is going through Cam's head.
And I'm afraid that football will make it late.
Well, let's see. For CBS, it's probably Patriots in my area. I don't know what it will be in everybody else's area. But, yeah, chances are. Well, actually, no. Hang on. Let me check. Let me check the football schedule and see how many. See just how many are on CBS this week. Because obviously they have to air 60 minutes. I don't know why, considering who even watches 60 minutes at this point. But let's see. 4 o'clock games. Fox, CBS. CBS, CBS, oh, yeah, there's a lot of CBS for 4 o'clock. So.
No, I didn't say that for you to, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's Eagles and Patriots, there's Dolphins and Chargers, and there's Raiders and Broncos. So, and all three of them start at 4:25, so assuming it's about a three-hour game, they get done at 7:25. Big Brother will be delayed by about 30 minutes, probably.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen.
Well, 30 minutes isn't that bad, I guess.
Well, because like I said, they have to air, for some reason, they have to air 60 minutes in all of its entirety.
I don't get that either. You're right. Who watches that anymore?
Oh, I think there's probably plenty of people that do. If they didn't, they wouldn't be doing it anymore. It would have been canceled. So they got to be getting the viewers somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know, to go back to what was mentioned earlier, I would not be surprised as well if there was a specific competition or something that was thrown out there this week, because they've already done the Humiliverse where there's a pie to the face just to be nominated. It would not shock me at all if they try and use this to. Like maybe perhaps throw a second veto in there. Like, you know how they did one season, they did the mystery veto ball, which I think it was Big Brother 14, maybe, that it was done.
I do not remember.
Where the house guests would have to, would have to find a mysterious veto ball that was hidden around the house.
I don't know. They used
find
to have
that veto
extra
ball,
vetoes.
Then it would be a second.
Yeah, they used to have extra vetoes in the Pandora's box thing. I just don't remember the veto ball.
Also, not to mention, too, everybody is a have-not this week, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they're
we've
all,
already
Yeah,
seen,
they're all have-nots.
And we've already seen how much of a mess it's already been since the nomination ceremony. You add being a have-not the entire week to the mix. Imagine the loose lips that are going to come from this cast within the next couple of days before veto is used or not.
Oh, they were saying that Jared's already grouchy. What?
Well, yeah,
I'm the golden boy.
In.
Yeah.
He's been filled in, though. He's been filled in by Matt that Ceree might get backdoored this week. I still think, though, that
now,
it's probably
fair. I'm not even sure that Cam told him that. So I don't know where Matt came up with that.
No, he was just going based off of trying to put everything that was said together. I think it's more speculation on Matt's part.
Yeah. Speaking of that, he was actually playing the game today. I was really proud of him.
Took him 6 weeks.
Not only when he was talking to Cam, but also when he was talking to Bowie. When he was trying to protect Ceree, and he was talking about Felicia and going on and on and on. It's just like, this kid is actually playing Big Brother. Because he wasn't necessarily telling the truth.
But it took him long enough.
Yeah. And then he was telling Bowie, and I talked to Cam and this, that, and the other. And Bowie was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pulling a Heisman.
Yeah.
With all the yas.
I was just laughing, saying, you go, Matt, because he wasn't really telling her the whole truth, because he knows that Ceree and them don't trust Bowie either.
Speaking of Jared, he's actually talking with Mimi right now, and Mimi has told him that she loves Izzy, but if Izzy is still up on the block, if Izzy's still up on the block next to Felicia, Izzy may have to go. So she's already just showed her cards that Mimi will be a Felicia vote regardless.
Yeah, that was not the right, that wasn't the, of course she has no idea that Jared is Ceree's son, but.
Yeah.
What the hell is she telling her side stuff like that? She's got to be stupid. And Mimi was just starting to grow on me because, well, she's playing the game kind of, up until today, she was playing the game kind of smart, you know?
Right.
Keeping under the radar, keeping low, not really, you know, getting herself out there and all of that kind of stuff. But then up until yesterday, when she started getting paranoid and went and was telling Felicia, oh my God, these people are talking, they're going to get an alliance together and take us out. Which prompted the whole, we're voting Jag out, you know.
Right.
Yep.
I find it funny, though, that if Jag literally does stay quiet, this could actually be a reset week for him, where his game is basically, his slate is basically wiped clean completely.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Lord. What a last a crazy last couple of days, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's hard that something like this happens, when something like this happens, you can't really go backwards and talk about the week in general, you know? It does. Whatever happened this week.
the news actually broke when I was at Walmart. Actually, I was in the middle of Walmart and seeing the news hit that at first I thought it was a troll account, or it turned out to be a troll account, and then it was so funny that the account that it was impersonating then tweeted itself that both Felicia and Izzy were put up for eviction. So the troll account actually was right for once.
Yeah, that's weird. It probably shocked. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But just, wow, it's, you know, that's why, you know, whatever we had in mind to talk about tonight, all that got thrown out the window basically as soon as those nominations got put up. Because now,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, this is literally the first shot, the first actual shot being fired in this game.
Yeah, the actual set. Well, the first time the stunner, the first stinger of the game, they thought that, well, you know, they were so comfortable. They were just so comfortable. They thought they had this in the bag.
That's the problem in
so
Big
this
Brother.
This is kind of a little wake-up call, say
the
least.
That's the problem in Big Brother. You can never stay comfortable.
No, and they didn't learn that. They didn't know that. And they were just so comfortable. But, you know, Felicia was getting a little bit full of herself. And thought she was pulling a lot more weight than what she was. She does not realize that it is not her that's making the decision, that it's Ceri. So when you're going to challenge Ceri by going around telling people what to do, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and not to mention, she couldn't keep her big mouth shut. She was telling everybody everything. You know?
You know what, though, is that the fact that Cam is actually telling the truth when he said that basically the entire house wants to re-out, which
yep.
they do. And, you know, that kind of makes me believe a tiny bit, well, maybe his target really is, or not Ceri, Felicia. They want Felicia out. So, you know, that tiny bit makes me think, well, maybe perhaps Felicia really is his target. If
I think
that would seem like a waste of an HOH.
I believe that his target is Felicia. But I think that he would not be mad. He would not be mad if it wasn't Felicia and it was more like Izzy.
Felicia isn't winning a veto, I'll put it that way.
Right, unless it's something completely crapshoot.
And I really do believe if the veto is used, I think Izzy will be taken down. I don't think Felicia will be saved. Even though, let's be perfectly honest, granted, both of them, between the both of them, only one competition has been won. But I would actually, if I was in there and I'm looking at, okay, who can I realistically beat in a competition, I would be keeping Felicia in there. And I would keep Izzy on the block. Because Izzy is one of those types of competitors where, okay, they may finish in second or third place a couple of challenges, but just wait if she finally starts to heat up and wins at the most inopportune time, like what just happened here with Cam winning. Although, granted, it's a completely different, you know, he's actually a competition beast. But I would think if I was in there, I mean, granted, she is spreading a whole bunch of lies, but at the same time, she can't win anything for shit. So why are you getting rid of her? You know, you're already public enemy.
Well, because maybe she cannot win. Maybe she doesn't win any comps. Keep her around for that. But she can't keep her damn mouth shut. She blabs everything all over the house. And she tries to make it sound like she's the big woman in charge. And Saree does not like that.
I'm wrong.
Saree does not like that.
I am wrong, actually. She did win a competition, and she is winning another competition right now in the race for the most microphones to go through in a single season, which I think the number is currently at 8 microphones. Yes, that's right. She broke another one today.
Yeah.
Except
but that one may not have been her fault.
The toilet.
Because she said that the wire was split. But that wasn't necessarily her fault.
I mean, it could have
so
been,
I don't know.
Depending on if she tugged on the mic too hard or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, obviously,
but
production could have just given her a faulty mic.
Yeah, gave her an old one. That way, if she ruined it, it was no big deal.
Right. It's possible that they could have just given her a faulty mic, but I still like that picture that that on Twitter of Felicia dressed as the Felicia's head over the Grim Reaper's body, walking into doors with a picture of a microphone on each one, and they're leaving a trail of toilet water after each door.
Yeah,
so
funny.
I'm just gonna go with the theory that
I bet you they're gonna work that into her comic when they do the DC comic.
I hope so. I really do.
The mic.
That would be
the mic
hilarious.
Destroyer. The mic destroyer.
That would be hilarious if they were to do that. And otherwise, I don't know what they could use for a BB Comics for her. Unless they do something on her laughing, which literally it sounds like something's about to burst every single time she starts laughing. Like she's going to be laughing so hard that she'll end up pulling a muscle or something.
How about her waking up in the middle of the night? Or no, she wasn't woken up. She was having a dream of some sort, and she was talking or singing in her sleep.
Yeah, she was singing in her sleep and disturbing
disturbing Corey and America's precious cuddle time. I think that was the night that Corey that America was pissed off at Corey, and then the very next night America went back into his bed.
Could be.
Which by the way, might I add, all of the different innuendos that she's throwing out there, she is desperate to get into Corey's pants. Desperate. With all those different innuendos that she's throwing out there.
I don't think she's as desperate as you think.
I don't know.
I
mean, it seems like it. It seems like it with a lot of the stuff that I've read.
Oh my God!
I think she's low key pissed too that he won't at least kiss her.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
Even though he's clearly set boundaries.
Well, she told him that her boundaries are kissing only. That's all she wants to do is kiss. So, I don't know. You know what? Is it hot? Oh my God, it's so hot in here.
Oh, it was scorching yesterday. It was a little bit better today, but it was scorching yesterday. And by the way, that reminds me. I don't know what we're going to possibly do about a potential podcast, depending on what comes up in the next week or so. We all know that Hurricane Lee is forming right now in the Caribbean, and there's the distinct possibility that my area might potentially get hit if it makes landfall in the United States. So,
Steve, what did I tell you? If you teach me the switchboard, I can run the show, but you refuse to do that.
Yes. I think I might have to, depending on what happens. It's already a Category 5, actually, right now.
Yeah, I had told you.
Oh,
my God. Why did that go off? Why did that turn off? I had my fan on.
So, I mean, obviously, we'll still have a podcast. Just hopefully I'll actually be able to be on it that night. And hopefully the hurricane will have bypassed me.
Yeah.
But from what I'm looking at now, one of the tracks for Hurricane Lee, it's possible that we could get hit. And they said it would be the worst that we've been hit since 1936.
Wow. That is a lot.
Because, I mean, in my area, you know, we don't have hurricanes. We don't have tornadoes. Literally, the last tornado we had was like 12 years ago. And it was like, I think it was an EF1. Like, it's like, normally if we get tornadoes, normally they don't last. And, you know, it's the same thing with hurricanes. If we get anything from a hurricane, usually it's like the very outer band of rain and whatnot. But literally, I'm looking at one of the tracks that they're forecasting, and one of the tracks has the eye of the storm literally going right through my area. Depending on where it makes landfall.
Yep.
So if anybody in Whispers tries to get a hold of me one night and all of a sudden I don't answer, and everybody knows that Hurricane Lee may have potentially made landfall, then yeah, you'll probably know why.
Yeah, but for right now, the track is Florida, right?
Right now, the track is, no, it's not Florida. Right now, the track is that it's going to go out to sea. That if anything, if it'll hit anything, it'll hit northern Canada.
Yeah.
Whatever's left of it, that is.
Which is what I told you before, right?
Right.
That Canada Atlantic. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a possibility, though, depending on what they're looking at right now, is there's going to be a cooling packet of air in the jet stream. And it all depends on where that packet is by the time Hurricane Lee starts making its way up the coast. If it's further out to sea, then chances are it's probably going to stay the course that it's on, and I could potentially get hit.
Now I know why I feel so hot. My temperature is over 100.
Yeah, I mean it was 100 yesterday, around here.
No, my temperature. I had a temperature last night.
No, I know.
I had a temp last night.
Never mind. I know what you're saying. Yeah, from what you texted me earlier. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's just a little bug, I think.
Well, I hope you don't have COVID. I hope you don't have that new strain that's out there.
Now, knock on wood, okay? But my lungs are fine. My pulse ox is fine. My heart rate is fine. I do have a cough, but it is not in my chest. It's in my throat because my nose constantly runs. Constant. And it has been a little bit runnier the last couple of days. So my cough is a lot worse.
You know,
I go to the doctor on Monday.
Kind of speaking a little bit with the whole COVID thing. I know that there's been speculation that maybe perhaps people may or that they may do a second consecutive season if the writer's strike continues, that they'll do another season of Big Brother after Survivor airs. So I'm wondering if maybe if COVID ends up coming back, I'm wondering if those rumored plans may potentially be halted. Because, I mean, there's rumors that we may have another lockdown and everything.
Has anybody heard if there is vaccines for the new variant?
Yes, there is.
Mid-September.
Okay.
Mid-September, they said, is when they'll be rolling out.
Oh, poo, because I have a doctor's appointment on Monday. I was hoping to get it. Dang it.
Well, that would be mid-September, kind of.
Well, maybe. What is it?
It will be like on Monday is
the 11th.
Yeah.
But I do plan on getting my flu shot. So I've had my flu shot. I've had the last COVID vaccine for the variant, for Omicron or whatever it is. So I was looking to get the next vaccine.
So there's two variants now. There's two more variants, I should say. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of, actually, it says here the FDA could authorize new COVID booster as early as Friday. I'm assuming they meant as early as today.
but I don't see anything. Oh, yeah, there was a report from NBC News, but I don't see any reports of it being authorized today, so I guess that's not it hasn't been authorized yet, so.
Well, I guess that when I get to the doctor's office, if they don't have it, they'll know when it's coming, and I can make an appointment.
Yeah, they probably will.
So anyway,
I'll tell you one thing too is that they said that hospitalizations and stuff are up by like 19% since this new variant apparently came into the United States. Now
yeah,
they're claiming that the vaccines
saying,
will fight it.
My husband was saying that there was a couple of people at work who had it. Right now they're still under. If you have symptoms, wear your mask. Otherwise, you're free to roam around.
Yeah.
And even if you have symptoms of it, wear a mask. But, who's going to actually
my
do that?
Actually, my workplace has about, I think, 6 people out with COVID. And per our workplace rules, they need to be out for 5 days after initially contracting the virus. So, I mean, we're pretty short staffed actually right now for literally the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if it's just regular COVID or if it's the variant, but, there have been cases of the variant popping up all around different parts of the United States. So,
my husband said that if it got to be too bad, he'd start working from home. But I'm just hoping that if I do get it, I'm going to get is maybe a little bit of temp and a runny nose. Cross my fingers.
Well, they did say that the new boosters are supposed to be very effective at combating it. So I assume if you get the new booster that everything will probably be fine.
Okay, hang on one sec. I got to do something real quick. It's only going to take me a minute. I'm even going to stand here. I just need to get my hair up off my neck. I am just dying. Oh, my gosh.
Right now,
I am so hot, I can't even function. Oh, my gosh. Okay, are you there?
You know, the plant, yeah. Where are you?
Yep, I'm here.
All right.
But the plan that Cameron is trying to put together here, it seems like it's kind of backfiring because he wants them to fire shots at each other, and instead they're all being hunky-dory with each other, like namaste, peace, love, and rainbows and all that shit. Instead of, I mean, yeah, obviously they've already thrown each other under the bus to Cam earlier, but it doesn't look like, that they're really doing what Cam wants them to do right now.
Yeah, knowing Cam, he was probably hoping that everybody would be in their own little corners pouting right now. Or coming up and spilling their guts. So that he got
apparently
a whole ton of information.
Yeah, he did, but at the time he also called out Felicia, saying that she wasn't being fully honest with him. So he knows that Felicia was lying to him. And as he said to Izzy, now, of course, this could be just to pit Izzy against Felicia, but he basically told Izzy that she did not say a single ounce of truth and that she was throwing Ceri and Izzy under the bus.
Yeah, okay. So Laura just sent me this. Cameron told Jag that he picked the pie for him that seemed less likely to splatter onto his turban. America asked if he picked the messiest for her, and he said, I didn't give a shit as long as you were last.
Huh.
Wow. She was the last one that got the pie.
Well, you
and
know
he did
what?
That to
I
scare
actually,
her. He did it to
I
scare her.
Kinda... Well, yeah, that makes sense because when you consider, I think he believes that she's part of the information being run around the house. And didn't Corey also say that she does talk a little too much as well?
America?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
Didn't Corey also mention how America talks too much?
Yes.
So that might have been why.
Okay, see, this is the thing. And one of the reasons probably why he doesn't even kiss her is he's not even really serious. He's doing this for cameras. He's doing this for the fans. To make it look like he's got this showman, he's going to do cuddle time with her, and he considers it to be his Huh?
His ace in the hole, so to speak?
No, I think he does it, he considers it work, that he's earning America, not America, but us. He's trying to earn our love of him. Let's just put it that way. By giving us what we want.
I can kind of see
okay,
that because we know he's a beatster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you know what? He throws America under the bus all the time. He does. He talks crap about her a lot. But he also wants her because he knows that she can win stuff. So if it looks like she's getting too close to the block, then he gets mad. Then he starts getting defensive and trying to get everybody off of her tail. But I don't think he's only 21. She's 27. She is too old for him. He knows that. He also knows that she went to Brown University. She's got a degree from Brown University. She's the Ivy League. He knows that she's very intelligent. But I don't think he has any interest in maintaining a relationship outside of Big Brother. And he doesn't have He doesn't have any interest in poking at her. Let's just put it that way.
Well, 'cause I'll tell
he's
you
just
one
trying
thing,
to
I
appease, he's trying to appease
to
America.
Yeah. I would find it hard to believe that if he was really interested in America, that he would be setting these boundaries that he's setting like he is. Especially when she's practically throwing herself at him, and he's got these,
you know,
and he's got this look in his eyes of like I'm in hell.
Yeah, but America has told others in the house that she even told Corey too. I have my boundaries. I'm not looking for sex. I'm looking for at least a little kissing. a little hug in. She just wants the cuddling and the making out. She doesn't necessarily want the sex. And women, I'll give you a lesson, Steve. Not all women, when they are cuddling a boy, wants to have sex. Some women,
no,
they just want a little kissy and huggy. Little kissy, huggy, and then, you know, that's it.
But, I mean, she's making all these innuendos. She's making all these innuendos, though, like saying when he asked her what her favorite movie was and she said Moby Dick, emphasis on dick.
Okay, she's just being silly.
Among other things.
Because she knows
probably,
that, okay.
Yeah, maybe she is.
And here's another thing. It's because he gets so embarrassed and he turns red. So she's teasing him. Okay. So anyway, Laura just sent me something else. This guy is truly effed up. This is typical of someone that has seen action. Cameron to Bowie. Let them lose their minds for at least one night. The lack of food and the sleeping arrangements is enough to start having them fucking spiral. Let them spiral into the darkness. Let them lose their minds and start shooting at each other. Which is basically what you
well,
were
yeah,
saying
that is,
a
that
few
is,
minutes ago.
That is a tactical type of move that an Army veteran would employ. So she is
mm-hmm.
right about that. You know, this new thing that I'm reading, though, here is that Cameron was talking to somebody about Ceri and said that she doesn't trust herself lying. She's not very good at it, when yet Ceri has been lying
oh
to him
God.
The entire time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ceri is the biggest liar in the house. That is
so that
funny.
Kind of makes me think that maybe perhaps he isn't targeting Ceri. Maybe he is targeting
I don't know.
Jared.
He's probably, it's hard to say with him. You know what? I was even sitting here earlier today when he was talking to the having the one-on-ones with these people, and I'm like, what in the heck is he thinking? He is being so cryptic when he's talking to these people. And it's just like he said, he hasn't even told the DR what he's doing. So, or as he says, the Dominican Republic. That's how he's saying the DR. So anyway, it's hard to say with him. He's keeping everything really close to the vest, and he's talking in code. So it's really hard to decide what the hell he's really thinking. So, I mean, he was saying, I love Ceri, you love Ceri, but you know what? He told Izzy she was good. You're good. Told Felicia she was good. And look, he put him on the block. So you never know
right.
with him. I thought for sure that he was just going
to
go mamby-pamby. And he was going
to
go mamby-pamby, and he was just going to put up Jag and Blue again. But he didn't.
That's why we need to see his diary room sessions. We need to see
yeah.
Sunday's episode immediately to see exactly
yeah, but
what
you know
he's
what?
Really thinking.
I can't trust that he's even going to say the truth in the diary room because he knows we're going to be seeing it. I don't, he's the first person, because normally I would say, you know what, I update every day, all day. I know what is going on inside that house. The only reason why I watch the show is to see the competitions and their diary rooms, period. because the diary rooms, they'll tell you what they're really thinking. But with Cam, I can't trust him to do that. The only other person I couldn't trust to tell the truth in the diary rooms is Will. I couldn't trust him for nothing. I don't know.
This one is definitely a real tough nut to crack.
Yeah, he is. And when they get to be that bad, when they get to be that cryptic, and when they start even lying in the diary rooms and stuff, is when I can't enjoy a player. I can't stand Cam anyway, just for what he's doing to the girls. But I agree with Laura on that one. He's messed up.
No, here's a thought. Is it possible that he has caught on to Ceri and Jared?
Yes.
And could it be
back.
That...
He sits back and he's had a lot of time to do that because he knows he's been the target. Not too many people have been talking to him. So he'll sit there in the living room or he'll sit there in the... when he was in the HOH and watched the screen. He knows who's talking to who, who's spending time with who. He knows all this stuff. So if he sees Jared and Ceri sneaking off here or sneaking off there, he may very well know. Maybe not, he hasn't caught on that they're related, but he knows that there's something tight going on between them. So... and he also knows that Ceri is hanging out with everybody. She's got her hands in everything. She knows what, and she may tell him, I don't know nothing, but he knows she does. He knows better.
Well, it makes me think with how cryptic he was being with Jared, that maybe perhaps Jared, sort of like how it was played with him last week, where, you know, he was being led to believe that Red would be kept all week long. And then all of a sudden, the wool is pulled over his eyes and Red gets evicted. I'm wondering if maybe perhaps kind of doing something similar here with Jared and Ceri, like maybe he actually has caught on to their relationship and knows that they're mother and son. And... maybe this is his way of getting back at Ceri by putting Jared up, or vice versa, getting back at Jared by putting his mother up.
Yeah, he may suspect, because if he starts saying, what is it with these two? And they, you know, they kind of look like each other. I mean, he kind of looks like her, so he's just guessing at this point. Nobody's going to be telling them yay or nay. He's guessing.
Well,
that's what he's thinking,
Izzy,
he's guessing.
Unless Izzy decides to down spiral.
So, let me see. Blue is dressed, but Felicia will expose the seven. Izzy says they're exposed now. She feels good with Corey. They're buds. At the same time, Corey says she trusts people, but they trust people more than him. Other people more than him. As Izzy knows that too, and knows Felicia is in the seven and doesn't want to say anything against her, but she wants to prove her value to them. She says she just talked with Cam, but doesn't... she just talked with Cam, but she doesn't believe him. So I think it was Izzy that talked to Cam.
Well, everybody talked to Cam.
Luke.
Well, yeah, actually,
yeah.
He did say to Bowie, I think it was, that
yeah,
she said that Cam was saying all the right things, but that she doesn't believe
mm-hmm.
a single word he said.
Yeah, and that is weird because she knows Bowie is like glue with him. Why would she be telling her stuff when she knows she's going to take it right back to Cam?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you one thing. Felicia just completely nailed Corey's game. Felicia just said that Corey's game is telling either side what they want to hear. He will continue to throw comps until the final seven and then rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
She just absolutely nailed his game to a T.
Yeah. I'm pretty far behind here with the updates. I'm trying. I'm doing a little bit as we talk. I just wanted to say I had no idea. Izzy says she knows. She knows Felicia was grilling her, but Izzy believes Blue.
Ooh, so Cam's speech, which, by the way, they said was absolute fire, apparently. His speech was, the two of you evicted two men who were on your side. He said he wasn't going to stick around to be the third in the pattern. That was his speech when giving reason for putting them up for eviction.
Hang on.
So it sounds like he was actually pretty vocal with his nomination speech this time.
Oh, in other words,
and that's why everybody
and Red,
was so
right?
stunned. Huh? Yeah, Heisman and Red. And now Ceree right now is working on pulling Bowie back in, saying that she's never had a bad alliance like this. Ceree says she knows how to be loyal, and she even told Bowie to watch back her Survivor seasons. So she's trying to do damage control with Bowie right now.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like we, like I said before, we don't get to, I mean, she has a few diary rooms here and there on Survivor. But we don't get to watch her.
Right.
On Survivor. What was it like behind the scenes? What kind of magic was she working? You can get a pretty rough idea by watching her play Big Brother. But she has commented several times that this was a lot harder than Survivor.
All right, so basically what he just said to Matt, it basically confirms that the replacement nominee is going to be Ceree, or Mimi, maybe. Because he basically just said, fuck everybody left in Legends 25, which right now is Ceree, Izzy, Felicia, and Mimi. He just said that to Matt.
Wow.
So I think that kind of confirms that Ceree or Mimi will probably be his backdoor option, and then more likely it will be Ceree.
Well, I don't think that either, I don't think Mimi or Ceree would go home next to Felicia. I don't.
No, I would be very surprised, honestly, with
Matt would never vote out Ceree. Jag would not vote out Ceree. Blue wouldn't vote her out. Yeah, he wouldn't have the numbers to get Ceree out.
But
if she was sitting next to Izzy,
Cam even aware
Izzy
of
would
that,
go.
Though.
If she was sitting next to Izzy,
even...
Izzy would go.
Yeah. But I don't think Cam is even aware of the numbers right now. I think right now he's too focused on getting revenge for Red, basically.
Yeah, and you know that there could be a yeah, you know, like I said, he sits and he watches. He knows who goes into rooms together. He's talking
to who. He did just tell Matt that he only trusts
Matt, Jared, and Bowie. So Jared.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He doesn't really trust them. He was lying to Bowie. Okay. He was lying to Bowie. He was lying to Jared. He doesn't really trust them. Also, you know what? I was listening to some podcast, and when I start, if you listen to it too, you're going to know who I'm talking about. But there is this one person who really does not like Matt. And the reason why they don't like him is because they heard him quote, what's his name?
Oh, Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, you know, that does not mean necessarily that Matt idolizes the man.
No.
I mean, people quote people all the time. It could be he saw it in a meme on Facebook, or he saw some, you know, this, that, or the other. It doesn't mean that he tries to mold himself after this man. So...
Right.
Yeah.
But you know how it is. You know how it is in the social media world right now. I mean,
yeah.
He's basically, you know, not to get political, but he's like one of those pariahs on the right side of the spectrum. He's one of those pariahs that, you know, kind of like what Kyle Rittenhouse is right now to the right side. That's what Andrew Tate is.
Oh. But that does not necessarily mean that Matt agrees with everything he says. Because if you,
no.
I mean, if you really watch Matt, if you watch Matt, you listen to him talk, he's just not like that. And the only reason why he brought it up was something or other, as long as you got your bros, you're good, or something like that. Something along those lines that Andrew Tate had said.
Yeah, that's something that I could definitely envision him saying. So that doesn't surprise me. I'm pretty sure that Matt isn't going to be expecting all the backlash that he's gotten from that just for that one phrase that he said.
Because
Big Brother Twitter was up in arms about it.
Because if you actually watch him and when he's talking to people, and you know he's emotional and he does really well. He doesn't like America much. That's for sure, but I do believe, I mean, he doesn't even really trust Corey that much. And that's because Riley told him not to trust them. Riley says, do not trust Corey in America. Right?
Yeah.
And then when other people are saying, she just talks and talks, and you can't trust her because she'll take crap all over the house, blah, blah, blah. So that just seems to say Riley was right. You can't trust her. We need to get rid of her. And that's why he's on the Get Rid of America bus. And Corey wants to get rid of Matt because Matt's not putting up, he's not listening to Corey, not falling for Corey's crap. Which I think Corey is in for a rude awakening because people are catching on to him. It's just like you said, Felicia was just nailed his game. She knows.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time. You can only play the fence for so long.
Yep. Yep. He's just going to have to, I don't know. But
yeah,
he is a snake. He's a snake.
Yeah, it's literally, like I said earlier, you can only play the fence for so long before ultimately people start comparing notes like they're starting to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I think
Matt has
his number, and that's why Corey wants to get rid of Matt so bad. And he's trashing Matt whenever he can. But he has to be careful because Matt's beloved in that house. Everybody loves Matt. So if they start trashing, he starts trashing Matt too much, then he's liable to get in trouble.
Okay, guys, I'm going to take off.
Okay. Have a good night, Reggie.
Night.
Talk to you later.
I will now. Uh-huh. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, Reggie.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
Was it something?
Yeah,
you
know, it doesn't surprise me at all, though, that, you know, people would look at Matt like this and react the way that they did. Because, you know, ultimately, I almost sometimes feel that Big Brother fans will take anything that they want just so that they can react a certain way to something that's, you know, to something that goes on. I almost guarantee you, you know, they basically try to, it's almost like they want something to bitch about, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're watching intently for any kind of slip up for anybody. Did she say the R word? Did she say the white word? Did he blah, blah, blah? Yeah.
Which,
they're
looking at it
under a microscope.
It's no wonder why, you know, you see people so terrified to actually speak openly in that house, because literally every single thing is taken under a microscope, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, I looked up Andrew Tate. He actually was on the British version of Big Brother. And he ended up being removed from the show after a video emerged of him repeatedly striking a woman with a belt. Though the two had later stated
that not Matt.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And also, this is the same guy who was charged with different charges such as rape, human trafficking, and forming an organized crime group to sexually exploit women. That right there is what makes me, you know, that right there is why he is reviled to begin with. And that's why, you know, Big Brother fans were so pissed off that Matt even uttered a phrase that he once said.
Yes. But that doesn't make Matt Andrew Tate. And it doesn't say that Matt agrees with everything that Matt Andrew Tate did. If you watch Matt, he is completely the opposite of that man.
Right.
He's gentle. He's kind. He's caring. I just... No way.
Ooh, this could be interesting.
What?
Cameron has said to Matt that all the people he's worried about aren't good at endurance. And then he said Nicole would be, because they're discussing the wall competition potentially being next week.
I think Mimi and America, Corey, Who else? They all have a really good blue. They all have a really good chance of winning that wall.
Yeah, and you know, with how Cam is playing this right now, I wouldn't be surprised if whoever wins the veto, if it's not Cam or any of the two nominees, I wouldn't be surprised if the veto doesn't get used. Because I think people are going to be too worried that it'll be either them or it'll be an ally of theirs that'll be put up in whoever's place.
Well, it obviously won't be them because they have the veto. They can't be. So they're just going to
be
worried that
Jazz, ally.
Jared wins, he's not going to use it because he doesn't want to re-up. Because
right.
Cam actually could tell him, Jared, I want you to do it. I'm going to put up Mimi or I'm going to put up America. And then turn around and put up three. He won't use it. Mm-mm.
Right.
Can't trust him.
And Izzy won't use it because she wants to go down in Big Brother history.
Yeah, and she's going to go down as Marcellus Jr.
Female version of Marcellus.
Because I think Felicia would go home next to Izzy. So I'll vote Felicia out next to Izzy.
Probably, but it would be hilarious if Izzy were to win it and not use it, and then all of a sudden she ends up going over Felicia.
And you know what? The people are going to have time to talk about that. Well, the fact that she won the veto, she didn't take herself down. What a dumbass. We just need to vote her butt out.
Right.
That would be funny. Yeah. I don't know.
I got a weird feeling, though. I got a weird feeling that the back door is Ceree.
You know, it could be.
He once referred to her in the hierarchy. He referred to her as being the president of that alliance.
Yeah.
So, and I believe Felicia was the vice president and Izzy was the secretary of defense or something. So if you're looking at Ceree as the president and you don't put her up on the block, that basically screams that you're going to be backdooring her. Because you put up the two people closest to her, but yet you don't put her up.
Right.
That just screams that she's going to be the backdoor option.
Hang on one sec.
But who knows? All I know is that this week may just be a complete down spiral at some point. And it should be entertaining to watch because this is actually the first week where Ceree's group does not have the power. I mean, even when Cam won HOH in the pressure cooker, they were still able to manipulate it to go their way.
Mm-hmm.
But now Cam has finally had enough.
Yeah, we'll see. And there are a lot of people who are saying, oh, this redeems Cameron, you know, such a redeeming quality, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, he's still a piece of crap. Yeah, it's kind of fun that he did this. But quite honestly, I think that he knows he's done. He knows he's the target of everybody. He's not dumb. And I think this is his blaze of glory. If I'm going to go down, I'm going to take somebody with me. Some big wig in the house. Yep.
You know,
and kudos to him.
He could be thinking that the reason why he kept Nam as a secret was he could be thinking that production is attempting to rig the game for Suri. And thus, he's keeping everything a secret from production as a result. Because he doesn't want what happened in his first HOH week to happen again.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I don't mind losing Jag. I don't. I wouldn't mind losing Blue. Jag, he's a really nice guy. He really is. I love his charity work. I love, you know, he's with Special Olympics. I love all that. But the guy doesn't play Big Brother very well. He doesn't. He's lost. He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, no. Which is kind of surprising because he said he was going to play the idiot role and then come out as a genius. But all he's done, he played the idiot role, but then it's like when he got put up, he was still an idiot.
Yeah. Well, the first time he came out and he won the veto.
He did win
the veto the one time. But the thing is that if he even thinks he's going to be coming out a genius, he needs to do it now. He needs to do it now. Now's the time when he's the target, because he's easy. No blood, just easy. He needs to wake up and get that genius flowing then.
But here's another option, because we want to talk about callbacks. Could we see Pandora's box?
Yeah, I had mentioned it earlier, that it very well could be Pandora's box.
And that'll do something to where, because you know damn well production's probably thinking of something right now to make sure that Suri stays safe.
Yeah.
So whether it be that rumored, or so that Suri stays on people's screens. So whether that be the rumored Final Three thing, whether it be, you know, some sort of twist comes in through Pandora's box to where somebody is safe or whatnot. I find it hard. Like, obviously, you know, an actual legitimate reality show would just leave everything alone and let things play out as they may. But we know from history that Big Brother is not that type of show.
No. They want to save their pet.
Exactly. I mean, hell, they gave a whole entire season to Mickey. Hell, they let him eat in the shower when he was a have-not. Didn't even give him a penalty nom.
Yeah, that's sad. That is sad.
Also not to mention that they had a stool that they had to permanently replace after that season, too. Or at least heavily disinfect.
Yeah.
It's what they call the sex stool. But I digress. Anyways, it just seems like there being a callback already to the pressure cooker competition. And we've had previous callbacks already this season. You know, we've had former house guests show up and everything. One of the most recent competitions had to do with picking out the right phrase that a former Big Brother house guest had mentioned in the challenge. I mean, with all these callbacks to previous seasons, you got to think that that Pandora's box has to be in the back of their minds.
Yeah. It's quite possible they do a Pandora's box, but they got to wait for the right person to be in power.
Well, I think Cam would be that right person.
You think that he would open Pandora's box? I don't think so.
If he thinks that it would be something that could potentially help him in the game, I think he might, because he knows he's at the very bottom.
True. I don't know.
Which inevitably, what it would do is it would release a mysterious power that would mean that Ciri would be automatically safe from the block.
Yeah, they can't be that obvious, though. She would have to earn it. There have been times where they put it in there for the specific person to win it, but then that person doesn't win it. They did that to Janie a couple of times.
True.
Coup d'etat is another one that could come to play.
True. But then again, the coup d'etat, that wasn't done by a Pandora's box, though, was it?
No, I'm just saying that there's that one, too, that gives the power.
I think it had to be voted on by America, though. Because when Jeff won,
I believe
it was voted on by America.
Yeah, so it may not be this week, but maybe eventually in the next couple of weeks. Vote who you want to win the coup d'etat.
Funny, because right now we have about 12 contestants left. If the final three is true, it would be a final three jury of nine. However, let's see. We have... How many did I say? 12 people left. And we have about, including this week, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks left. So there has to be at least one double eviction, I think, unless they're going to do a triple eviction and then do a jury buyback. Obviously, I mean, there's plenty of game left to be played, but.
Why do they call it a buyback?
Because they compete to get back in the game.
Okay. I thought it was always called the battle back.
Or maybe it's the battle back, but for some reason they also call it a buyback.
Okay.
I forget when they started calling it that, though.
Huh. I don't know. Well, I've taken some aspirin to try and get my fever down, because I know I don't make too much sense right now. Good God.
Honestly, I'm just trying to stay awake, because... Like I mentioned, I started going back to work these last 2 days, so I've been getting up at like 5:30 in the morning every single morning now. So it's usually by the time midnight rolls around on Friday nights, usually I'm kind of in and out of it. So I'm just hanging in there right now for these last 18 minutes, and then probably once we get off of here, I'll just literally pass out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to update. I'll probably do the update.
I mean, maybe I'll have I'll have the feeds on Paramount Plus probably, so maybe I'll see something, but yeah, needless to say though, I hope that this does get obviously it's getting a little interesting now, but I actually think that if he wants to make a move this week, it would be either Ceri or Izzy. And in my opinion, I'd actually be leaning towards Izzy. Because of the three, between Ceri, Felicia and Izzy, Ceri just hasn't shown that she can that she may potentially win a competition this season.
She doesn't think she has to.
Well, yeah, true.
That's in her.
But
it's just like I'll let them do all the work, and then I'll take all the glory.
Yeah, but does he know that though?
Probably I don't know.
Not. So it's definitely obviously next week when we do this again next week, either. We'll probably know, obviously we'll know what the twist is. We'll see if, you know, anybody, if the jury has already started or whatnot, and if Cam actually got what he wanted done, or was this another HOH week that played right into Ceri's hands?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I think that she would want, I think she's excited about getting Felicia out, actually, because they've been kind of talking about it. So that would play right into her hands. Just fell into her lap.
She was already planting the seeds for Felicia's exit.
Yep.
But I don't know, just the way, I mean, you know, Cam did say that he is a man of his word, and he said that he did tell Ceri that she was safe. He also told Felicia and Izzy that they were pawns. He didn't tell Jared that he was safe, though. And if this guy is so big about being a man of his word, he would actually be going against his word by putting up Ceri as a replacement. So that's another thing that's leaning towards maybe potentially Jared.
Mhm. Yeah, true.
And although I do feel bad for Red, because I mean he just got outplayed in that where he believed that that Cameron had completely turned against him, and yet he comes to find out that Cameron actually voted to keep him.
last night.
Well, a lot of people in the interviews were telling him exactly what had happened. I guess somebody sat down with him or he talked to somebody that actually told him what really went on. That he got played, that Cameron didn't really turn on him like Jared made it sound. So Red has been saying in his exit interviews that he is a hell of a guy and that when he's looking forward to him getting out so they can start their possibly starting their own podcast and all of that stuff. So he's essentially forgiven Cam already.
You know, I do find it interesting that they did mention the last question he was asked was, does it hurt to not make the jury? Or is it nice that you have your freedom and can go home and not be stuck in the jury house? Does the media know something that we don't?
I don't know. They probably have done the math and they wouldn't have told him about Sarie
and
Jared if he was going to go to jury.
Right.
And I think that, you know, to be honest, if he wasn't going to win the game, he's probably thankful that he can go home.
Well, yeah, he did say he was missing his family.
Yep. So he's not going to be stuck in the jury house worrying about his family. So I think that just kind of worked out pretty good for him. That he got out before jury started so he could go home. That's kind of like what Janelle had said before when she was working in All-Stars. If I'm going to go home anyway, just let me go home before jury starts so I can be with my kids.
True. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not a lot of fans were happy about that, but you know, I would rather, if I was in a certain situation, now, in my case, you know, if I were to go on the show, I probably wouldn't be able to work until the start of the school year if I got eliminated early. So, I mean, obviously, I would rather prefer to be in the jury to where I would collect that extra money per week that I'm in the jury, like the jurors do. But I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Red is, I believe Red said that he was an Army veteran also. So, you know, apart from whatever he's doing now, he's probably also getting support for that too, or from there as well. So, I mean, he can basically afford to not go to the jury and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. What's his job? Did he ever? I can't remember what he said he did.
I don't know. I don't think it was. Hang on, let me double check. I don't think it was really said.
It would be in his bio.
Yeah, hang on. It says he's a salesman. And he's also on TikTok as well, so he's also a social media influencer. So a salesman, so basically it sounds like he's basically a social media influencer while also being a salesman on social media. where they get paid sort of like what was being talked about for Nicole Franzel, where she would get paid to endorse certain products and try to get people to buy it.
Yeah. Or
I think that's
placement.
Sort of what. I think that's sort of what Red's job is, from what it sounds like.
Well, that would mean he'd have to have a certain amount of followers in order to be able to get.
He has over 600,000.
Okay.
So, regardless, you know, I highly doubt he's struggling at all. But for somebody like Bowie, for example, who said that, you know, she gave up or she rented out her house for the entirety of the time that she would be on the show. So, obviously, she doesn't want to go back to there yet. You know, she would probably rather make sure.
Well, you know what? I don't know if it's one time or a one person renting for that many months, or if she's got it in like a Vrbo or Airbnb type thing. Because she could just stop that at any time.
People are now railing on America too.
Huh?
People are railing on America just because she's happy about Cam's veto speech, or not veto, nomination speech. So they're now starting to call her a bigot because she loves what Cameron said.
Okay, they obviously don't know the word of bigot.
No, they don't. Somebody brought this up. What if the jury twist is that, because keep in mind, they were told to have their passports ready for this season. A random twist, what if the jury house isn't the jury house, but what if it's a version of Survivor? And the final three is one member from the jury and two from the house.
I don't know.
I mean, it kind of seems like a lot of people that are speculating are really trying to tie Survivor into this because of the whole multiverse theme and whatnot, and the fact that Suri is part of the season.
It could be that they're going to be going to Mexico. Maybe the jury house is in Mexico, so they had to have the passport.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That could be. Yeah, I didn't think that it might be in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, they used to have it in Mexico all the time.
I can't remember.
So anyway, what time is it? We only have 4 minutes left, so I just want to say, yeah, thanks everybody for listening, and I hope you have a nice week. See you back here next Friday, where we have a lot more to talk about, like Steve was saying earlier. Yep.
Hopefully we'll have a lot more to talk about with everything that is with everything that's stirring around right now. And once we get deeper into Cam's mind, maybe we can get more of his thought process of everything that he's doing this week, because right now Everybody, every fan is about just as shocked as the house guests are right now. Because he literally pulled the wool over not just the house guests, but he pulled the wool over all of our eyes. With most of the fans thinking that he was actually going to take the easy road and just put up Blue and Jag for eviction.
Yeah, but if you were listening to him, if people were listening to him, they would have known that he wasn't going to put up Jag. Because I was listening when he told Jag, if I hear any of this conversation come back to me, you will be on the block
right.
come Monday. Which led me to believe that he wasn't putting him up.
Yeah, so maybe that's just his way of trying to strong-arm him.
Yeah, but I do believe that you were right about pulling the wool over our eyes. And that's why I'm saying I'm not going to be able to trust what he says in the diary room.
Right.
Because
he's not
even telling production, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's keeping stuff from production. So that, if he's keeping stuff from production, then obviously he's keeping stuff from everybody. But anyways, that is it for our show. Thank you to everybody for joining in tonight. Reggie, Laura, as always, Melissa and I co-hosting tonight's show. Sports Whispers Weekly tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/MissyAE. This will be found on our archives on any of our major podcast networks. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you guys next Friday night for another edition
Goodbye.
Of the Big Brother 25 Recap Show.